Tampa, you are on the line with the All-American American World Heavyweight Champion, Jack Swagger.
Jack, how you doing, brother?
Big Papa, man. How you doing, man? I like your style.
Well, dude, I'm chilling, man. Number one, congratulations on getting the title, on getting the strap.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
For those of you who don't know, again, World Heavyweight Champion, the All-American American, Jack Swagger. You won the Money in the Bank ladder match at WrestleMania. And then literally that next week, you cashed it in. You beat Jericho and got the strap. Question for you. How long foreshadowing did you have on that? Like, did you know before that day that you were gonna get that Money in the Bank thing? And after that, how long did you know you were gonna cash that thing in? Was it like hey, you're doing that today, or was it like some big master plan?
It was a master plan of epic proportions. When you go into a Money in the Bank ladder match, you know that there's a heavyweight contract on the line. So I think everybody, all 10 superstars went into that match knowing how they would cash it in. They already had it planned out. I know every single one of them did. And I knew what I would do. I would watch, see who was weakest after WrestleMania. And, it's an obvious decision after that.
Again, we're talking to the World Heavyweight Champion, Jack Swagger. WWE Extreme Rules happening this Sunday on pay-per-view. And in a weird thing of events, you're taking on Randy Orton for the title at the pay-per-view. How'd that come about, and are you excited about the match?
I'm very excited. Extreme Rules is an incredible card. If you look at the list of matches on there, it's unbelievable. Rey Mysterio versus CM Punk, and then Punk loses his hair. I mean, who doesn't want to see Punk get his head shaved?
Absolutely.
And John Cena and Batista are going to do what they always do, and that's going to be fight for the championship. And they seem pretty angry at each other, so you never know what's going to happen there. I'm very excited about this match with Randy Orton. It's a chance for me to solidify myself as a respectable champion. He is a more incredible opponent. He has so many weapons and can strike from anywhere. I'm going to have all cylinders running and be in the fifth gear, if you know what I'm saying.
Absolutely. Jack Swagger, I got to tell you, the audience knows, but I'm a huge wrestling dork. I'm a huge WWE guy. I saw you guys when you came to the Dome in between Christmas and New Year's, the whole thing. The show on Monday, I thought, was one of the best shows in a long time, because, I mean, there's always a sense of unpredictability is what I mean to say. There's always a sense of unpredictability. But with half of the roster getting stuck overseas, you really had no idea what was going to happen next from New Jersey on Monday.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? That's the deal with most of our shows. It's a live audience-taped show. And the audience is, the universe is what makes the show. They're the stars of our show. The way they react, the way they get into what we do, and that just makes the show all that much better. And Monday was a special show. I mean, what happened with the overseas trip is...
When did you get that call, Jack? When did you get the call, hey, we need you in Jersey?
It was Saturday morning, and we were in Zurich, Switzerland.
Oh, jeez.
We just caught a six-hour train ride to Zurich that morning from Germany, and then they had no idea how they were going to get us to Madrid. But at the end of the show, we had buses and everything, and we went on like it was like 54 hours bed to bed before we got to Newark.
That is absolutely amazing. Again, we're talking to the All-American American World Heavyweight Champion, Jack Swagger. WWE Extreme Rules happening this Sunday on pay-per-view. Something I thought was really cool and really classy. Whenever WWE does a live event, it always says card subject change. Because, you know, something's happened, people get injured, stuff like that. But on the Raw, the majority of the Raw superstars were stuck overseas and couldn't get there. They still put on a show. It was a hell of a show. But WWE still came up and said, if you feel you want a refund, we'll give you the refund. I thought that was a real class act on WWE's part.
You know, I think that's just company policy. We do that at a lot of live event shows because there is times where superstars are advertised and, you know, something comes up. Like I said, that's just company policy. And we try to take care of our universe. And that show on Monday was incredible.
You know, even though you lost, I'll tell you what, that match you had with Taker was fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you. And imagine my surprise when the crowd, or when it went dark in there and the dong hit. I didn't see that coming.
Dude, well, here's the thing. I mean, you came from an amateur background. All of a sudden, now you're in the WWE. When did you know that you were big time in the WWE? When did you know, like, was there a particular match, was a particular moment when you were like, wow, I've made it? Did you have that? Have you had that moment?
No, I haven't. Just because I like to stay hungry. I learned that early on in my life, growing up in Perry, Oklahoma, the wrestling capital of the world. You got to stay hungry and you got to work hard for what you want. And so right now is no time to let off. I want this more than ever. And I'll big pop off and let you know when that moment comes, because I'm sure it will, but I don't see it coming anytime soon.
Absolutely. Jax, how heavy is the belt? It looks heavy.
Man, that thing feels like it's 15 pounds.
It's World Heavyweight Champion Jack Swagger. Extreme Rules this Sunday on pay-per-view. I know you got to get going. One thing we do with all you big-time celebrities is called the Quick Six. It's six questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, all right?
Okay, cool.
All right. Last song you downloaded to your iPod.
What was it? Let's see. I think it was... Led Zeppelin, Tangerine.
Favorite toy as a child?
Favorite toy as a child? My wrestling shoes.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Breast.
If you're going on a road trip, and obviously you do this a lot, what are your go-to snacks?
Chocolate milk and potato chips.
What kind of potato chips?
Doritos.
A Cool Ranch or the nacho cheese?
Nacho cheese.
That
baby.
A boy. That a boy. What movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
Man, I love movies. That's a tough one.
Give me three.
Three. Shawshank Redemption.
Yup.
Wedding Crashers.
Nice.
And, wow. Swingers.
There you go. And finally, World Heavyweight Champion Jack Swagger. Favorite toy as an adult? Like, what do you do to pass the time on the road?
My iPod, definitely. I love music, and it's what gets me through the long trips.
All right, man. Sounds good. It is Extreme Rules, WWE Extreme Rules, this Sunday on pay-per-view. You're going to whoop up on Randy Orton. I guarantee it.
It's an incredible card this Sunday in Baltimore. I mean, huge names all across the board. You will not be disappointed with this pay-per-view.
Absolutely. It is a World Heavyweight Champion, the All-American Jack Swagger. Dude, thank you so much for the time, and good luck on Sunday, man. I appreciate it.
No worries. Thank you,
bro. All right, man. It's the All-American Jack Swagger. We'll be right back. Big Pop in the morning on KISS FM.